You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. This episode comes from the earlier version of the podcast, known as the ETT Rap Show. Enjoy!
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. As Shannon mentioned in the intro, this is a throwback episode. We're actually going way back to before Shannon was even a co-host. You'll hear on this episode, you'll hear my buddy Tyler, current ETT client and former co-host. He will be the other voice you hear. We talk about some dated topics on this throwback episode, some interesting stuff about Conor McGregor we discussed. We get to see if those our premonitions got to come true or not. Also, probably the main thing on this, the item on this podcast that I'm really want you guys to hear is the taste test we do on this episode. We actually try a brand new form of protein. I wouldn't say brand new, but it's becoming a little bit more popular in the health field. I actually heard Tim Ferriss, he is sponsoring them right now, they are a sponsor of the Tim Ferriss podcast now. But I believe when you sponsor Tim Ferriss podcast, it's more like he's sponsoring you, not the other way around. But anyways, it's an interesting form of protein that I think maybe outside the United States is pretty popular, but still here in the United States, not quite as popular. So I definitely want you guys to hear that taste test we do. The numbers we've been seeing are awesome. They continue to go up each week, and I really do appreciate it. It's just tells me that you all are sharing the podcast and also giving us rating reviews on iTunes, because you may not know, but those help people find the podcast when they search an iTunes store for health and fitness podcasts. So thanks again for that, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing. Keep going to iTunes and give us a rating and review if you haven't done so already. Let us know what you like and what you don't like about the podcast. Your feedback is really going to help us produce a better product. That's enough of me rambling, so I'm going to let you guys enjoy this week's throwback episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast.
And look who's back.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Knox is back. Welcome to the ETT Rap Show. I'm your host, Nick Birch, and back where he belongs, Tyler Knox.
I'm here.
I know. It feels like forever since you and I have podcasted.
It's, what, three
and
weeks?
And in person. Yeah. It's been a long time.
And normally just Skyping it up.
I know. Obviously, your schedule has been pretty busy, I'm assuming.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just been working some pretty extreme hours, pretty tired afterwards, and sometimes getting home at 7, so... It's not really conducive for a podcast.
Right. No, I understand. Like I said, I know normally we go right into training for the week, which you got into, but I guess work has been your training for the last couple of weeks, huh?
Pretty much, man. I've been diving, if not every day, every other day, for between an hour and a half to 3 hours, just depending on the day.
You've been diving for that long?
Yeah.
A day?
Yeah.
Holy shnikes.
Just underwater the whole time, yeah. And it's not really rigorous, but extended over that amount of time, and just really tiring.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Just breathing compressed air as well. Just, yeah. Kind of gets to you.
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, is that just this season? Because I mean, remember, I know, well, I've kind of mentioned, we worked, I've worked there where you work too, and I never really got into that, so.
Yes, right now it's pretty much we're diving because we have so many clams.
Mm-hmm.
In other times of the year, we just don't have the production. We don't need to put nets out into the bay, but right now they're on a lease, so we're going out there and taking care of them.
Right.
But yeah, most of the other times of the year, other than spring, are pretty relaxed.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to say something about Shannon taking my spot for a little while.
Okay.
Congrats on doing a great job, Shannon. I appreciate you coming in and taking the reins. Given a nice perspective. It was fun. I actually listened to the podcast when I was at work. So it's a little weird because that's the reason why I couldn't be on the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
I'm listening at work and I was like, oh man, this is really good. She might be beating me.
Well, I think...
In the user polls.
Yeah, well, it's easy...
The listener polls.
Yeah, it's easy to get a hold of her because, obviously, mm-hmm. we live together, so... But, like I said, I think you guys give a kind of a good... having both of your perspectives is good to mix it up, too, so...
What if someday it's all three of us?
A trio,
you know,
if you will?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah,
once
okay.
This, you know, once this becomes our primary occupation.
Yeah, once know. This is our... We're going to be making money.
Exactly.
Every one of these.
Yep.
We're going to be raking in thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
millions of hits per week.
You know, I know the sponsors, they'll be here any day now. They'll be knocking down our door.
I'm still surprised we don't have them yet.
Well, I almost believe you for that. So, yeah, hopefully... I know we mentioned this a bunch of times, but... and I guess we'll just put the call out now. If anybody knows or is skilled on getting a podcast on iTunes...
Oh, yeah, we can't do it.
We would love some help.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like I'm very knowledgeable and capable, and you also are smart and capable and, you know, technologically at least somewhat savvy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
yet we still can't figure it out.
I think if you and I had any spare time together... We could probably figure it out within 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little research. Seems like we're being held up by one or two things. So I think if we work on that, we might be able to throw this bad boy up on iTunes, get
yeah.
some likes, get some ratings, maybe some 5-star ratings.
Hopefully. Yeah. But like I said, as we what we really wanted to accomplish is kind of put out a consistent show.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're on a weekly basis, which I really enjoy, and
yeah, man,
I've kind of got down the editing process, so it's not that big of a
it's easier
you know endeavor to kind of accomplish on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's good being back. I definitely was a little jealous listening.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I'll let it happen. I'm going to let it happen.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's a little bit different perspective, so
yeah.
it's good to have that, too. But we'll get into some training talk. Actually, I know we teased it on the last podcast. This past Sunday, we had the group workout. We did a little change of venue and a little change of pace in the workout style for the group workout.
And you guys were at Tampa Riverwalk?
We were on the Tampa Riverwalk, yep, right in the middle of downtown Tampa. I know for people who aren't familiar with the area, there's a river, Hillsborough River, runs right through downtown Tampa, and they're decided to build a nice river walk, kind of like a continuous runway, sidewalk area for walking, running, biking, all kinds of stuff.
Now, in relation to where the Lightning play, how far is this?
You can actually, eventually they're going to connect it, well, technically it's, right now it's connected to right to Amalie Arena.
Okay.
So yeah, you could run right to Amalie Arena down this thing, which
fun.
Is the stadium that they play at.
Yeah.
I know we mentioned it last week. We went to the UFC there.
Lightning can close it out tonight. Go Lightning, right?
Yes, I know people are going to be hearing this. Hopefully, the Lightning already made it to the next round, the Tampa Bay Lightning. So hopefully, they beat the Detroit Red Wings tonight. And they're by this time you guys hear this, maybe they'll be playing the second round already.
Yeah.
So also this week, we had a couple clients renew.
Wait. You tell me about the group training.
Oh, okay.
Like, what occurred?
We kind of teased this last week. So we went for a run and stair climb on the Tampa Riverwalk, and we had some. I think we had about 5 or 6 people come out. A couple clients and a couple friends, and somebody. One of the clients brought a new person. She actually owns her own kind of. I guess it's Eastern medicine facility.
Okay.
Acupuncture and some other kind of Eastern medicine techniques and practices, and she described this cupping practice.
I don't know.
Which
what
sounds
is.
Like some sort of think of like a suction cup.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I guess it's used as massage, kind of similar to an acupuncture, finding
yeah.
certain trigger points in the body that Eastern medicine practitioners know, and to help kind of solve all type of ailments,
yeah.
bodily ailments.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I got to talk with her, and it was really interesting getting to know about her practice and everything. She was super nice, so shout out to Carrie.
What's up, Carrie? What up, girl?
And thank you for coming out, and thank everybody who came out to the workout. I think we're going to do it again May 7th. We're going to have another one down there, so anybody interested in that, coming to that, obviously it's free, and everyone's invited. check it out, Elemental Training Tampa. Check out our Facebook page, and you'll there'll be a post up there about the next ETT group training. You guys can find it there.
And if you follow on Instagram too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You post it there.
Yep.
ET Tampa.
ET Tampa is our Twitter and our Instagram, so it should be up there. So like, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm excited to do it again next month.
Cool.
And like I said, my training this week. I got to jiu-jitsu this week, which I was super happy about because I knew that we were having a guest instructor at Gracie Tampa South. We had current UFC fighter Joe Lozon come into town and teach the class.
Nice. I don't know who that is, but that's cool.
So he's a current UFC fighter, and he's actually in town. Master Matt Arroyo, the teacher or the main instructor at Gracie Tampa South. He helped him shoot a video, a DVD, instructional DVD, to put out under his name. And Master Matt's been doing that with a lot of people lately, kind of helping them with he's obviously got some videographer that puts them together, and Master Matt's really helping people get, in touch with them and shoot that and do that as another type of way to get their name and basically their skills out there for people for how-to videos. So he was in town shooting that, and he taught a class, and it was super instructional. There's some pictures on Instagram, the ET Tampa Instagram, and I was super happy about that, and I'm probably going to be off from jiu-jitsu for a while because I got the wedding coming up, and you guys, when you hear this, it'll be less than a week before the wedding.
What's the exact date?
April 29th.
Oh, you stuttered real quick there.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't know if I want everybody to know about it. But April 29th, it's not too much. I think we've probably mentioned before. So.
Yeah. So it's awesome, man. I'm stoked for you guys.
Yeah. So it was fun, and that was an awesome class, and I was super excited. A lot. Gracie Tampa and Gracie Tampa South always brings in some really good instructors or current fighters or people that are big in jiu-jitsu world. So I'm pretty honored to be able to belong there and go there. So, and Lozon's next fight is actually at UFC 200, which has been in the news a lot lately.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been hearing any about that.
No.
Okay. That's here. Obviously, you're diving for clams.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Can't get good reception down there.
No, I can't.
And it's centered really around Conor McGregor.
Okay. The fighting Irish guy.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And apparently, obviously, when people hear this, it's going to be a little bit of old news, but for anybody who's not like who's like yourself.
Yeah, I would listen to this and get informed.
Anybody else who's diving for clams, they might not be knowing about this. He sent out somewhat of a cryptic tweet by the time you guys hear this, last week, saying that he basically retiring. He said, "I'm retiring young. Thanks for the cheddar," is what he said, and or cheese. And he said, "See y'all later."
That's a shock.
Yeah.
He's a beast, and he's pretty young, right?
Right.
In his 20s or maybe 30s?
I don't know.
But pretty young,
very young.
Way.
Yeah. I would say very young, but definitely had a lot of fighting left to do, I would say. And it was very, like I said, cryptic. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And then soon after he sent that tweet out, Dana White went on SportsCenter and said that he was removed from UFC 200.
And Dana White, for people that are listening, is the president of the UFC?
Yeah, I guess so. He's
kind of like the Roger Goodell.
Yeah, he's kind of the face of the UFC brass, I would say. The business side, the management side.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a primary owner. I think he's just a minority owner.
Got it.
But he's definitely their PR guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he went on SportsCenter and said that, McGregor has been removed from 200. And like, people were everybody was speculating, what is he doing? Very little people, I think, and me included, thought he was actually retiring.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he's got a lot of fight left, so why would he do that? Especially he went out on a loss. So, it's very unlike him. So, on a few days later, he sent out a kind of reply, I think it was a Facebook message, kind of stating what really went down. So apparently the rigorous interview, or basically what the kind of the catalyst was, is that he was supposed to fly. He trains over in Europe. I think he was actually in Iceland. He was supposed to fly from Iceland to Las Vegas for this weekend. There's an UFC event. He was supposed to do a press conference, really.
Okay.
Kind of preparing everybody, getting ready for 200. Well, he said, I'm not coming. He told him that he wasn't going to come. He said, I'm not jumping through hoops for you guys. He's like, I feel that the constant press and, you know, the press tour that he went on for the last fight really was kind of one of the main reasons that he lost.
Like, it took his mind off of what he had to do.
It took him away from training.
It is rigorous.
Like I said, and plus he trains in Europe. That's where he trains. So he said, and he was the thing. So the amount of interviews and press he had to do was kind of unparalleled to anybody else in the UFC, the history of the UFC. So, I mean, like you said, from that perspective, I understand what he means. And, like, he is ready to avenge this loss, so he's dedicating his life to training right now. You know, he doesn't want to come. I think UFC 200 is in July. He doesn't want to fly all the way to Las Vegas for a press conference right now for a fight that's in...
He could easily Skype that thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as personal. It's not going to create as much buzz as the UFC would like, but... Like I said, he's got priorities right now, and training is the priority, not doing a press conference.
Yeah.
So that's what he explained. He said he's not going to, you know, the UFC said jump, and he's not said I'm not jumping. So it's kind of...
It's a lot of money lost for the UFC.
Well, taking him off the card definitely is going to hurt pay-per-views, because he is the biggest thing in UFC. Some people speculate the biggest UFC star ever in UFC history, because he's international, basically.
Yeah.
I kind of think Ronda Rousey might have given him a little run for his money, but like I said, arguably the biggest star.
Yeah.
And he kind of has some leverage with that. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I kind of think UFC's going to put him back on the card.
I hope so. I mean, who's he supposed to fight?
Nate Diaz again.
Oh.
It's a rematch.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they have to do that.
I don't see how they can't.
Yeah.
It would be in their best interest to do it, in my opinion. Because that's the fight everybody wants to see. Now that it was already set.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know how he could beat him. Nate Diaz, how Conor McGregor, after seeing the last fight, just the size difference and the skill difference in certain areas is just tremendous. In my opinion, tremendous. And I don't know how he would beat him, so I didn't think that was particularly a good idea to fight him. So, but, like I said...
That makes it even better.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens, and I think we'll see him back on the card.
Wow.
But it's kind of... it's overshadowing that this weekend, after you guys actually hear this, what already will happen is UFC 197, which is in Las Vegas, and the return of Jon Jones. Who was probably, arguably, the greatest MMA, in my opinion, the greatest MMA fighter of all time.
Wow.
You know, better than Silva, better than GSP.
Now, why has he been out for so long?
He got his title, I guess, well, he was suspended. Because he had trouble with the law.
Got it.
So, I don't think, he never went to jail. Had a hit and run kind of incident. You know, leaving the scene of an accident. So, he was suspended and lost his belt. And so this is his first fight back. He was supposed to fight for the belt against Daniel Cormier. Cormier got hurt. Now he's fighting Ovin St. Preux, which for, you know, kind of, you know, it's a good fight. I don't think, like I said, right now, it'd be interesting to see after, I want to say, probably a year and a half, maybe between that year and a half he's been off.
It'd be interesting.
It'd be interesting to see what he's doing, but he's never had... There's never anybody that he's even challenged.
He's just a pure athlete. Like, aren't some of his brothers like in the NFL?
Yes. Yeah. He has two brothers that have two Super Bowl rings. So
that's insane.
Yeah. And he's probably that. I think they said the least athletic.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty nuts. So I'm interested in this fight this weekend too. But like I said, getting overshadowed a little bit by the Conor McGregor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's fun to watch, fun to kind of see the interaction. I like to see what happens, because it'd be the first time a fighter has kind of dictated what the UFC management does.
This is unprecedented, huh?
Yeah. So, and I think it's good. I think it's good for fighters, because I don't think they get nearly enough money or enough, really, they don't, they kind of have to, they're at the mercy of the management, unfortunately. Yeah. So it'd be funny, it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and this is, like, I don't even follow the UFC very closely, but knowing this now, I might actually just start following to see what happens.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah, like I said, this kind of transcends MMA it's really, even really kind of sports, it's kind of like, you know, the little guy against the big guy.
Yeah, this, you know? I mean, if he ends up getting back on the card and doesn't have to do the press tour, this will change the structure of what happens with the UFC.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, and I think he'll do a press tour, but I think for certain things, I don't think he's gonna, you know, like I said, he'll be coming, he would definitely come in for fight week and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you read his response, like, on his Facebook response that was put out, obviously this will come out a few days after the response that was posted, but go back and read it. It's really interesting to listen to what, or kind of read what he says.
Hmm.
Really, he explains kind of the whole situation, why he did what he did. But what we really, the main topic of this podcast, not UFC...
I'd say this is the main reason why I'm on this podcast.
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously. We wanted you to get on the podcast. It's been a while since I've talked to you, so. But we've been teasing this for weeks now.
The weeks.
And it's finally here. We've got...
What do we have?
We've got the Exo bars.
Oh, these are going to make noise. Here we go.
Which are the Cricket Flour Protein Bars.
Yeah, I'm holding apple cinnamon in my hand. What do you have?
I've got blueberry vanilla.
Blueberry vanilla.
Yes. And what do you want? Which one do you want?
I mean, I figure we'll just rip a piece off.
I guess, yeah, you know, have these.
Try them out.
Yeah.
Try them out.
I asked Shannon before, since she's also a part of this podcast, which one she preferred.
Okay.
So the coconut was the other one we got, so I left it for her to try.
It's just plain coconut? That's what it's called?
No, cocoa nut. Yes. What? So I'm assuming chocolatey. All
right, let's describe this. So when Nick brought these in, I looked at them and I said, oh, these kind of reminded me of like a pastry for some reason. It's just a normal looking wrapper. And when I picked one up, I was expecting like a granola hard bar, but these are flimsy and kind of pastry-esque.
Like you said, they're not like, they're a little soft. You can definitely feel they're soft. And
yeah. Mine looks like a brownie. What is yours?
Yeah, it does look like a brownie.
What does yours look like?
Looks like a brownie.
Oh, yours looks the same? Oh, there's chip. Oh, I can see the cricket heads. No, I'm kidding. All right, I'm gonna rip.
These look like these Little Debbie kind of brownies you had with nuts.
Yeah, the Little Debbie brownies. All right,
so let's. I'm gonna read this to you. So, like I said, I got blueberry vanilla protein bar. This I'm reading off the label, the front of it. Made with cricket flour, 10 grams of protein, all natural, gluten free, no soy, grain free, no dairy. All right.
Let me see here. I'm going to take a bite of mine.
All right.
This is apple cinnamon.
As you take a bite, I'm going to read this. Mm-hmm. Crickets. Good luck in some countries, prize fighters in others, and food in most. At XO, we know they're all three. The same essential amino acids and omega-3 fatty acids found in meat, poultry, and fish. A good source of micronutrients like iron and calcium. Fuel for the explorers among us.
Interesting.
All right.
All right, dude. I bit mine.
Yep.
Apple cinnamon. A bite. I'm going to explain what this tastes like. It tastes like pure crickets. If you grab crickets from the ground and ate it, this is what it tastes. It doesn't taste like crickets at all. This is cricket powder. They just form it in with, for mine, I'm pretty sure for yours too, tons of different fruits.
Mm-hmm.
My first ingredient, which I thought would be cricket powder, is almonds.
Yep, that's what I got.
So do you think they're probably using almond powder as well? Crushing it up a little bit? Or do you think these are just almonds?
That might be what the nuts you see in there right now. Yeah. You can see visible are nuts.
So plum paste, apricots, apple paste, and then cricket flour for me.
Okay.
Then honey, apples, flaxseed, coconut, vanilla extract, spices, and sea salt. Which, when you taste this, it tastes like a bunch of fruit kind of squished together into a bar. But it's not as sweet as I thought it would be.
No. I got a lot of the same ingredients. Almonds, apricots, blueberries, and strawberries, and cricket flour. Honey, ground flax seeds, coconut, vanilla extract, sea salt. Also got some apple juice concentrate in there, too.
Well, there's an allergen information that says contains almonds and coconut. Mm-hmm. I like the next sentence.
Yep, you do it.
If you have a crustacean shellfish allergy, you may be allergic to crickets. Arthropods, man.
Uh-huh.
They'll get you every time. Yep.
Yeah, I've obviously we've mentioned before that listen to the Rogan podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he's talked about Fear. Obviously, he used to be the host of Fear Factor,
mm-hmm.
and which is where this kind of Fear Factor esque eating crickets. They had a challenge on there that where people had to eat cockroaches.
Oh, and they're alive, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the hissing, huge cockroaches.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
but apparently, like you said, they're in the same family as shellfish, so somebody had a shellfish allergy. They didn't think about it,
mm-hmm.
and when he ate it, is like apparently an allergic reaction.
Like throat closed up.
Yeah. So,
result in something bad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What'd you think?
All right. Okay.
Whoa, you don't have to throw it.
I'm eating the freaking off the floor. I like it. Like I say, sweet.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of sugar, so.
Crickets. We just took a selfie with the Exo bar.
I don't eat a lot of sugar, so like I said, anything that's sweet is good to me. And we'll read some nutritional facts for you. Total fat, 16 grams, which is really good for, especially for a bar. Only 1.5 grams of saturated fat. I wonder where else it comes from. Maybe some polyunsaturated fats, maybe since you got the ground flaxseed and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much cholesterol and sodium are non-existent. Total carbs, 23 grams, 6 grams of fiber, and then 14 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So a good amount of sugar, obviously from fruit, but still sugar.
Yeah.
Also honey. And then 10 grams of protein. Some vitamins, 8% vitamin A, 6% vitamin C, 10% calcium, 50% iron. It's pretty good for one bar.
And the bar that I had is relatively equivalent to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you, let's go pros and cons on these bad boys. What do you think? I'm going to try yours out now. Well, I can't decide which one's better.
Yeah, I need to cleanse my palate or something. But
yeah, palate cleanser.
Yours, consistency of yours is a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I you like that one better?
Yeah. I like cinnamon, so.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, like I'd say my original one is a little better.
Yeah, I agree. Now they have other flavors that I got like a 3 multi-pack or something. I got it off Amazon. And then I went on their website and saw they'll send you a 4-pack sample pack for like less money than I got it. So, but I know, I think they have peanut butter and jelly too.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit jealous of the cocoa nut that Shannon's going to try.
Yep, we gotta see.
Hopefully she tries it on air someday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like I said, it's sweet. It does have a tremendous amount of sugar. Well, I mean, I would think for one bar, as small as that bar is, 16 grams of sugar.
Yeah, those bars maybe like 3.5 inches, 4 inches.
And most of it's probably from the fruit, but mm-hmm. still, you know, like I said, if you're trying to eliminate sugar from your diet, it's probably not the best option.
So but, give me a pro. What do you think's good about these?
10 grams of protein.
Yeah?
That's good. A lot of fat, which is good. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you know.
Keep you full for a while.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I was chewing. So
yeah, it's fine. We're doing a taste test, so you gotta chew.
Like, I mean, ultimately, I kind of posted this on Facebook and Instagram this week. It's kind of, you know, it's from a source that kind of takes the weight. Well, it would in if we it was in mass. You know, mm-hmm. people eating it. You know, a lot of people were eating this. It would kind of. Come, you know, take less pressure off the livestock, you know, people either beef or poultry industry. It's just another protein source to kind of alleviate the reliance on those two sources for protein.
Great thing about crickets and other insects too is they reproduce a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they have millions of offspring. So you could take a tank of crickets, and if you reproduce them, you could probably feed yourself as long as you had enough, just almost indefinitely, if you knew how to reproduce them, which I don't know what you do. But I feel like people listening might be like, oh, there's probably cricket parts hanging out, mm-hmm. which you can eat whole crickets. I've mm-hmm. done that.
Yep.
But these, it's just, it comes in a powder. You can even buy it in powder and mix
flour,
it in. Yeah. You could probably, you know what would be good? You could make your own milkshakes or smoothies And instead of putting whey protein in, you can put XO powder. I guess they sell XO powder.
I don't know. I haven't really browsed their website. So, like I say, it'd be interesting to see how many crickets it takes to, like, make one bar, you know?
To make one bar, yeah. I know I had a little pack of probably about 10 or 15 crickets that were, like, dust-covered with just, like, salt, pretty much, and, like, maybe onion powder, just give them flavor. And they taste like nothing. They taste like a airy chip. And I want to say per cricket, it was like 0.1 grams of protein. So you need to eat a fair amount.
So you would, 10 would be 1 gram.
Yeah. So to get like this bar. It'd
be 100 crickets. If we're using
if that's, yeah, if that's what it is, yeah. It'd be about 100 crickets.
Yeah. That's the only thing, it'd be mass production of insects opposed to livestock.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously I'm sure it takes resources, water and space and whatnot. But obviously if you think about comparing the size of one animal to the other, you would have to think that it's less resources.
Oh, for sure. I used to work at a zoo and I worked in the reptile area and we had a cage of crickets because we'd feed live crickets to the frogs and the lizards. Frogs are amphibians, but to those type of creatures. And to feed the crickets, we had water in there, like an apple slice, one apple slice, and an egg carton. That's where they like hide and hang out.
Yeah.
And then they just drink the water and just lightly nibble on the apple and maybe some lettuce. And that's it.
That's all you need.
And yeah, and there's hundreds of crickets in one tank.
Yeah.
So yeah, resource-wise, not nearly what you're looking at for cows.
Well, what were we saying? Like I said,
we
don't know how many it takes to make one bar.
That's true.
I wonder if it says it on here. Probably not.
I didn't see it on there.
No.
But it does say sustainable.
Yeah.
It does say delicious.
Yeah. I liked it.
And one thing that we didn't talk about is the complete, amino acid and omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's complete protein. Mm-hmm. So unlike a lot of vegetables that have protein, like spinach and things like that, they lack the total amino acid profile, which is what a lot of, you know, one of the things that they say that you need for meat.
Yeah.
You know, so animal source protein.
All right, I got a question for you. If we were to go out into the jungle and find an insect, what is probably the grossest or biggest insect that you would eat?
The biggest
insect? And it's alive.
Biggest insect I would eat?
Yeah, just right, boom, right in the mouth.
I don't know, like I said, I think we mentioned it already. Cockroaches is just something.
You would do it?
No.
Oh,
what I would eat.
Yeah, what you would do. I would probably do like a big grasshopper.
Yeah, grasshopper.
Oh,
I think,
man.
I could do.
Ugh. Dude, have you ever seen when they eat grubs? Like the fat, white grubs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could do that?
I think so. That really doesn't have a face.
It's just not even about that. It's about how it's just going to pop in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like a zit.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say that.
But that's what I'd be thinking while I'm eating it. So.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming you're eating it because you're starving.
We're trying to get some protein.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, obviously, we don't have the bars with us, the cricket flour bars. But I posted on Facebook, and some of the people were interested to see like what the taste was.
Yeah.
And I had another guy talk about apparently they make bread out of, assuming you can make whatever you want. So, like
sure.
I said, they make it into a flour.
Yeah.
So you can make
pancakes.
Any baked product you want. So the guy, I remember my bud Todd Easterman. Sorry, Todd, if I got your last name.
What's up, Todd?
But I actually trained with him at Amir's Academy. And he recently lost a ton of weight. He just,
pure crickets?
All he did was eat crickets now. But he was talking about cricket flour bread that has 14 grams per protein per slice. Of bread.
Whoa.
Which is pretty good for,
That's
good
great.
For bread.
Yeah. I wonder where you'd buy that. You probably have to order it, I'm assuming.
Cricket flour bread?
Yeah.
It's probably like a special order. Like you can always buy the flour, I'm assuming. And then I've seen people like after I've posted a couple times about the Exo bars, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's going to be a podcast topic in the future. I've had people follow me on Instagram that are kind of like...
They're like into it?
Yeah. Well, they're actually kind of purveyors of cricket, or not even cricket, but insect protein.
Okay.
So it was interesting, like I said, and the taste was, you know, if they were in a different wrapper and just said fruit bar...
Oh, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know anything.
These kind of taste like, when I was a kid, not a fruit roll-up, or a fruit by the foot, not those, but something that looked like a fruit roll-up, and it was legit, like fruit paste. It right. kind of reminded me of that taste, because there's tons of fruit in this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like your main taste, that's all you're really...
Yeah. So, like I said, it was good. Like I said, I mean, I don't know if I'd make them a regular part of my diet just because they do have a lot of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, tasty.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's a good idea. It's a good kind of, I think, forward-thinking product, like mm-hmm. looking into the future that we definitely need to kind of alleviate some of the reliance on on livestock in general. You know, beef and cattle, same thing.
Yeah,
beef, poultry, and even, you know, seafood, too.
Even overfishing, yeah.
So I'm a big fan.
Well, I guess... The cons are the sugar, but also if you're allergic to shellfish,
this
could be life-threatening.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, if you didn't read that to me, I wouldn't have thought about it.
I don't think most people would.
I wonder if I didn't really see it. It probably, I'm sure it was on when I ordered it. I'm sure it was there somewhere, but I didn't look for it. So that's another thing you gotta kind of watch out for.
I would hope that if you, no, you're right. Cause
yeah.
If you knew you're allergic to shellfish and you're really, like, conscious about it, you wouldn't think to look on an Exo cricket bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That could be...
Yeah.
That could be a bad day.
Yeah, so Exo Bars is the brand, and I'm sure there are other companies out there that are, you know, producing cricket flour products, but I heard about this brand on another podcast. I think Mark Sisson actually has some sort of...
Is he an Exo Bar guy?
I believe... Well, I think he's involved with the company somehow. Either, cool. You know, financing it or, you know, he has some sort of involvement because I heard it from him talk about it.
No.
So, yeah. So, like I said, we recommend trying it. I don't know if...
Get the 3-pack or the 4-pack.
Well, 4-pack, yeah. Go to the website and I think it's the first thing that pops up. I think it's like $10. Yeah. They send you a 4-pack.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, send them to us.
Yeah. Yep. So I think that was a good taste test. What do you like better, Bulletproof coffee or the Exo bars? I know it's different, but
it is different. But I definitely like coffee more than that bar.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's just too fruity.
Yeah,
it's
definitely like you said, it's a just departure from we're both kind of. Are you still eating Epic bars?
I ran out of the pack that my mom sent me. Hint, hint, mom.
Yeah.
No, but Epic bars are really good.
You liked them?
Really good. I don't think people would like them if you don't like jerky.
Yes.
Because they're very jerky-esque.
Very true. Yeah.
They're also a little fruity, too. Some of them.
They can. Like I said, I think I have the one right now I have has habanero and cherry in it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And, but like I said, those definitely have the different fruit in them. But they're
And 7-Eleven sells them now.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I know. I've seen them at Publix, and I've seen them in other places. So they're getting. Well, I think last I heard, I want to say General Mills.
Oh.
They got bought out by a large company.
Okay.
Not bought out. Excuse me. They got
absorbed.
They got purchased by a large company to do the distributing. But they're the people who own it and everything still do all the ingredient and still the production. I guess they got a bigger distributor. And I want to say it was General Mills.
Okay.
I could be wrong though. But yeah, so but still I think I like their products. So.
Yeah, well, listeners, get some Exo bars, get some Epic bars, send us your feedback.
Yep.
And maybe Exo and Epic will start sponsoring us.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that would be great.
I'm just trying to live a life of luxury here.
Free Epic bars is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and free Exo bars every once in a while. Mix
for
it
sure.
In.
It's like a dessert.
Yeah, mix it up. Yeah, that probably would be good on some ice cream or something like that. Mix it in.
Yeah.
Like an apple turnover.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now we got it out. All right. Well, I think we've told enough tales this time around.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks,
to the
man.
Podcast.
I'm here.
Good to have you back. And like I said, we've been planning this one with the taste test with the cricket flour bars for a while, so I'm glad we got it done. And you got anything else?
That's it, man.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll check you next time.
Later.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.